Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Anna Castillo.
Hi, Miss Anna. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from a law firm, or signed any contracts with a law firm for this matter? Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Sorry, I was cutting off. I thought I lost you.
Oh, okay. No, I'm still here.
Okay. And have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
I was diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. I see. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you gotten any radiation or any chemotherapy?
No, I didn't. I just had surgery, a complete hysterectomy.
Surgery. Okay. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but I'm glad you got it taken care of. When were you diagnosed? What was the date?
I was diagnosed in September of 2023.
September of 2023. Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
He was Dr. O. O-H.
Dr. O. Okay. And where was the doctor located? What hospital or medical facility?
Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in Plano, Texas. Yes. Baylor Scott and White in Plano, Texas. It's called Baylor Scott and White Medical Center, Plano, Texas.
In Plano, Texas. Okay. Do you have the address by any chance?
I do. It's 4700 Alliance Boulevard. And that's in Plano, Texas, 75093.
75093. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm just going to look it up here to get the address and the phone number. Okay, so that's where you were diagnosed. And do you live in the state of Kentucky or Tennessee?
No, I live in Texas.
In Texas. Okay, perfect. Okay, give me one second here. Okay, and did you use hair relaxers for more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No, I used it 4 times a year.
4 times a year? Was it more than 4 times or just 4 times?
No, just 4, because it was one. I did it once a quarter.
Once a quarter, okay. So like once every 3 months?
Uh-huh, once every 3 months, because then all my kinky hair would start to show. We had to redo it.
Had to redo it, of course. Okay, so once every 3 months. Okay, and it was Baylor Scott and White Medical Center. I'm just going to copy that here. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/1/1953.
11/1/1953. Okay.
Yes.
And what was your age when you were diagnosed back in 2023?
I was 70.
70. Okay. All right. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have any other friends or family members that were also affected by the hair relaxers?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. No problem. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
I was around 17 years old.
Around 17. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was the first year that you started using hair relaxers?
I would say it was 1970.
1970. Okay. And when was the last time that you used it?
I stopped in 2022.
2022. Okay. And what state did you use the hair relaxer? Was it Texas?
In Texas, and then when I lived in Delaware too.
Delaware and Texas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you said you used it 4 times per year. How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxers?
Oh gosh.
Was it consistent?
Consistent. Yeah.
From 1970 mm-hmm. to 22?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. So let me do some math here. So that looks like about 52 years. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use it?
I got this kind of hair.
Yeah, pretty much your whole life consistently. Okay. And then did you use the relaxers at home or in a hair salon or both?
Mostly in a hair salon.
In a hair salon. Okay. Do you happen mm-hmm. to have any receipts of the visits or any bank statements at all?
No.
Okay. And do you currently use... Do you currently use any
Pardon me?
Do you currently use any of the hair relaxer products?
No, I stopped. Mm-hmm. I've been using the hair straightener like that. So that's how I...
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And do you remember the names of the brands of the products that you used?
I primarily use the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
The Dark and Lovely. Okay. Yeah, I've heard mm-hmm. that one's the most popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll put that one here. Dark and Lovely.
So I did both. I got it done. And initially, I got blonde, but then
uh-huh.
when I saw how, after a lot of time of her doing it, I knew how to do it, you know? So
yeah.
I tried using it for myself towards the end. Okay. This is, you know.
So a little bit of both in the salon and at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll put that here for home and salon. And then did the cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No, not after I first started. It wasn't until recently.
Until recently, okay. But so you
but I've had problems for a long time.
Uh-huh, for a long time. Okay, so let me just reread the question here. I just need an answer of yes or no. So
okay.
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product?
No.
So, I'm sorry, you said you first started using it in 1970, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in... 2023?
Yes.
So there, it's been more than 2 years since you first started using the product.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm not understanding your question.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Yeah, I know it's okay. I have to read it verbatim, but it means, so the cancer happened after using the product So you started using the product and then 2 or more years went by and then you were diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said it was continuous. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive? Can you tell me one more time?
Sure. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Okay. The surgery, complete hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Surgery. And no follow-up care after that.
No follow-up. Okay. And when was the date of that surgery?
It was September 20th, 2023.
September 20th of 2023. Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes. His name was, excuse me, his name is Dr. O-O-H. Is mm-hmm. how you spell that?
O-H. Okay. So that was mm-hmm. the doctor that diagnosed you and the doctor that treated you?
Yes. He's a OBGYN oncologist.
Okay, so it was the same doctor. Got it. And that was at Baylor Scott and White. Is that where you received the surgery as well?
Correct. Yes. Baylor Scott and White Medical Center of Plano.
Of Plano. Okay, perfect. So I'll just copy that address here. So they were asking for the diagnosis and then for the treatment, but it's the same doctor. Thank you.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female.
female. Okay. And then I have your first and last name. I have Anna Castillo.
Yes. And my middle initial is R.
R. Okay. Thank you for that. And then your first name is spelled with two N's?
Correct. A-N-N-A.
A-N-N-A. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So it looks like we can move forward here. It looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate. So what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Yes, okay. And then for the legal document, can you verify your social?
I'm not comfortable giving my whole social security number. I don't mind giving my last four digits, but I'm not comfortable giving my whole social security number.
Yeah, of course. Just the last four for identification purposes for the attorney. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 7388.
7388. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then I have an email here. I have arcastillo687@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And is this your primary cell phone number, the 214-793-6292?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
4107 Parterre Drive, and that's spelled P-A-R-T as in Tom, mm-hmm. E-R-R-E Drive, and that's Frisco, Texas, 75033.
Okay, perfect. And is there a suite number, unit number, anything like that?
No, it's my home.
Okay. All right, perfect. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later, either electronically or through mail?
I don't have documents, but the doctor does.
The doctor does. Okay. Are you able to request them and provide them through mail or electronically?
I guess I could request them.
Okay. Would it be through mail or electronically?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to call over there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, so whatever they do.
Whatever they do. Okay. So you think it could be both maybe?
If they do that, I don't know. That's what their office says, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
I've never requested documents before, so I don't really don't know.
Not sure.
How they handle it.
All right, that's fine. Sometimes they have like a portal that you can access online. So I'll put both for now. And then the last thing that we request is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue with the lawsuit. And for that, can you provide somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Yes. Hold on.
Uh-huh. No problem. Take your time. And you can put me on speaker if you need to.
Okay. Hold on here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's the person's name is Phil, P-H-I-L,
mm-hmm.
and last name B-A-U-R, and the phone number is 480-516-2565.
Okay, 480-516-2565?
Correct.
Okay, and what's their relationship to you?
He's my husband.
Husband, okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and put that here. And that's it for the questionnaires, questions. Thank you, Ms. Anna, for your patience. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to submit the intake here, and then I'm going to generate the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just a few electronic signatures and initials so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case and also so they have permission to look through your medical records. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. And I'm going to send it to your email and also to a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access that one.
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Yeah. So it's just a contract that says the attorneys will only represent you for this case And then there's a HIPAA compliance form that gives them permission to look at the medical records.
Okay.
All right. And you should see it soon. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or it'll have my name. Natalia wants to send a DocuSign.
Okay. Let's see here.
And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions okay. or if you need help navigating the page. So just take your time. Let me know if you have questions.
Okay. Okay. It's all complete.
Oh, okay. That was pretty quick. Let me just make sure everything went through.
Okay.
So it looks good. It looks like you signed everything. And you'll also okay. get another email with a copy of everything so you have that for your records.
Okay.
Now, Anna, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number of the attorneys so you can save it in your contacts. After they process the information, they're going to call you back in about 5 days, maybe a little bit less. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call today. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.